Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are Jardín de los Niños Board President Tony Montenegro and Executive Director Audrey Hartley. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. What is Jardín de los Niños, Audrey?
Well, Jardín de los Niños, which of course means Garden of the Children, is a daycare for homeless and near homeless children here in southern New Mexico. We don't just provide daycare services, though. We do support services for family members. We offer parenting classes for the parents. We feed our children. We give them two meals and a snack per day. If they need clothing, if they need diapers, whatever these families need when they come to us, we try to get it to them. And it's not a handout, it's a hand up, because the eventuality is the entire family will graduate from our program. When a family graduates from our program, what that means is the parents have a steady job, they have a steady home, they can feed and clothe their children themselves. And we are very proud of the fact that we enjoy a 90% success rate among the families who graduate from Jardín.
And how long has Jardín been around?
We will be celebrating on December the 5th this year, 20 years. If you can believe it, 20 years serving the community. We started small at Peace Lutheran Church, and now our building can house 66 children. We average 45 a day, but it's a very comprehensive program, again, to give these folks what they need to get the tools that they need to break the cycle of homelessness.
And the families and the children come from just Las Cruces, or what areas do you service?
When you're talking about homeless, they can come from anywhere in the country and Mexico. We do have some families that will come, and they end up here in Las Cruces, so they eventually end up here in the city. But we've had families from Mexico. We've had families from California, Arizona, northern New Mexico. In fact, we just enrolled a child who came from the Albuquerque area. So they come from all over, but their temporary housing is right here in the Las Cruces area.
What was your passion to get involved with Jardín de los Niños, and how long have you been there?
I actually was on the board in 1992, back in the day when they were first beginning the program, and had such a great time and loved it and loved the kids. And Sister Beth and Sister Anna, who started the program, were just so wonderful and so kind. I happened to run into one of the board members, believe it or not, at a Best Buy, and she said, "You know, I think you should be the executive director at Jardín." And I said, "I think not." I had said to myself I was never going to be an executive director again, you know, all of those kinds of things. And but I talked to my husband about it, and we love children. Our daughters are now in college, so we thought this was a good way to kind of sort of be grandparents without necessarily being grandparents.
And Tony, how long have you been a board president, and how did you get involved and why?
I just got elected to board president in July. I've actually been involved with Jardín de los Niños going on 5 years now. I've been on and off the board, part of the marketing and fundraising committee, and it's just a great organization.
What makes it so great?
Just servicing all the homeless children, just seeing all their smiles come in, you know, when they have nothing going on outside of Jardín, and seeing them come in with a smile, you know, it just makes everything, makes all your problems seem little.
Well, there's something really special that you just received recently,
yes.
Or actually Jardín de los Niños received.
Yes, Jardín de los Niños. We were nominated by Albuquerque's Business First for Nonprofit of the Year in Education. And we went up to Albuquerque for the luncheon, and we actually won the award for Nonprofit of the Year in Education for the state of New Mexico.
So this was then the New Mexico Educational Nonprofit of the Year by the Albuquerque Business First publication.
Yes.
Is this something, a new category or something new?
No, it's always been there. It's just this is our first year that we were ever nominated. I mean, this is a very prestigious award, and it's just, we were just lucky just to even get nominated. And then to win the award, that's just truly amazing.
And what does it mean, besides getting a plaque, to win the award, do you receive money?
No, we just receive the recognition of all the hard work that we have done for the community of Las Cruces for homeless and near homeless children.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, as Tony alluded to, it's an honor just to have been nominated. We were the only Southern New Mexico agency nominated. Every one of the other organizations were Northern New Mexico, and big organizations like the Ronald McDonald House and Big Brothers Big Sisters and things like that. So little old Hardeen in the little tiny corner of Southern New Mexico playing with the big dogs was a lot of fun, and it was just so touching and such an honor to stand up in front of these folks and be recognized for the state of New Mexico. It was an amazing experience. It was a great day. We had a lot of fun.
What was the major thing that you think you won the award for?
I think at the end of the day, when you look and see what we do for homeless kids, you know, here's the number one thing about a homeless child. A homeless child never chooses to be homeless. It is a result of the family situation. And so when you look at the drama and the trauma that these children go through, I think that the people who were evaluating the programs saw that these children were very, very important. And the staff members who have been a part of Hardeen for years and years and years have been consistently taking care of these kids and remaining focused on the number one job, which is giving these children a chance to get out of their bad circumstance.
Have you ever seen children come back after they've grown up, so now that you've been around for a few years, that they've come back to help?
You know, I have not, but I have only been at Hardeen de los Niños for a year. What we are looking for right now, so if anybody in listener land is out there and hears this voice, let us know who our first New Mexico State University graduate is, because it's just about time for that person to be coming around and being here at New Mexico State. So we would certainly love to find that Aggie and see how their life has changed.
That at one time they were at Jardín de los Niños.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. What challenges throughout the years? Now, you've only been there 1 year, but Tony, you've been a few years as part of Jardín de los Niños. What challenges have you encountered?
The biggest challenges I feel is just making awareness of the need for this type of organization, getting funding. Some of the other challenges are, you know, the kids, the parents. Life happens, and we just want everybody to be safe and happy and healthy.
How is it challenging with the family?
Well, Jardín de los Niños is an organization that not only helps the children but also the parents. And the parents are required to do parenting classes, also volunteer hours, and to try and get the parents to come and interact with their kids. And taking the parenting classes is sometimes a challenge, but for the most part, they do it, and, you know, it's truly amazing.
Well, Las Cruces has been very generous with many different organizations and volunteering. Do you receive a lot of volunteers? Do you need more volunteers?
We do receive a lot of volunteers, and I can tell you not one day has gone by since I started in March of last year at Jardín. Not one day has gone by that we have not gotten a donation of food, clothing, diapers, supplies, et cetera, et cetera. We do have a grandparent program, so older senior adults who would like to come, we would love to have them join us. We just lost our music teacher, who is actually my daughter. She went up to a nameless university north. I like to call it the University of Nothing Much, to be a low blow. But so we are in search of a music teacher. So if anybody would like to call us at 522-2111, we would be more than happy to have them volunteer with us. But, yes, there are always volunteer opportunities. And anyone who's interested, all they have to do is call us, and we'll be happy to set them up.
Yeah, and not only with Jardín de los Niños, but we also have a lot of events that we conduct for fundraising that they're more than welcome, that we need volunteers for.
What type of events do you have?
Well, our biggest event that's coming up is our end-of-the-year event, our Red or Green Ball at Hotel Encanto. It's going to be a dinner, dance, silent auction, live auction. It's just going to be a fun time. So,
when is that?
That's December 5th. That's on a Saturday. Tickets are on sale. If you want, just call Jardín de los Niños, and they can get more information, or go on the website, get some more information.
And the website is?
It's
jardinlc.org, www.jardinlc.org.
I understand you're on Facebook as well.
Oh, yeah. We are on Facebook right now with a big campaign. We launched in September the 18th, I believe, the What Did I Do Wrong campaign. And it's a GoFundMe on Facebook. One of the challenges that Tony talked about a little bit was funding. We have, when I first came on board at Hardeen, we were really hurting for money. Now we're doing better. But our goal over the next 6 months is to raise $300,000. So all you have to do is you can just put up in the little space bar at the top, just ask the question, what did I do wrong? And with a question mark, and it'll pop up and it'll tell you stories about the children. And the answer to the question, what did I do wrong, is of course nothing. No child ever wants to be homeless. But we have over 600 children right now who are homeless in Doniana County.
So do they sometimes feel they did something wrong? Is that why the question?
That's exactly why the question. And that campaign was actually the brainchild of a wonderful gentleman by the name of Rick Nezer. When I asked him, you know, he's a guru in marketing, and I said, so what do you think how can we get the message across best? And he said, tell them the truth. Tell them how frightened and scared these children are when they come to you. Tell them that they don't have food in their stomachs. Tell them that they don't have clothes on their backs. And then invite them to the website and show them how happy the kids are. That we have a video of my daughter when she was teaching of the kids singing our theme song, which is You Can Count on Me by Bruno Mars. So it's, you know, when you go onto our website, you see the happiness of the children. But what we're doing with this campaign is telling the stories of the tragedies that these children experience and why we are working to change that and put a smile on their face.
Well, that's very, very important, and I see how emotional you got and how touching it is, and I'm sure a lot of people, once they go and participate and become involved as volunteers, maybe as a grandparents program,
yep,
or even as a big brother or big sister to help these children.
Absolutely.
And you're definitely being bridges, puentes, mm-hmm, as this show is, a bridge
exactly
to the
right
community, and I really appreciate you all coming out and telling us about it.
Anybody who would like to support Jardín de los Niños is making a wise decision, because we're not just, you know, the big thing is we're not giving, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And that's the most important thing, because when a family graduates, they contribute to the economy. So it's a good economic development tool. So you're doing the right thing by supporting these children and helping them to get off the streets and into homes.
Thank you so much for both of you, Executive Director Audrey Hartley and Tony Montenegro, Board President, Jardín de los Niños.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.